This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Taking Stock powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shatrachan and today I'm going to take you through all the factors as well as stocks which move the markets on 1st of October, that's Thursday. Well, Indian markets rose for the second consecutive day in a row following positive trends seen in Asian markets as well as the announcement of Unlock 5 guidelines and strong August GST collections. In fact, they were highest since March. Now, the Sensex rallied by more than 600 points while Nifty 50 reclaimed 11,400 levels. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex rose 629 points to close at 38,367, while the Nifty 50 rose 169 points to close at 11,416. Now, on the weekly basis, both Sensex and Nifty posted their best weekly gains in the last 3 months. Now, if you look at sectorally, the action was seen in banks, finance, telecom, realty and auto stocks, while profit taking was visible in energy and consumer durable stocks. Now, on the broader markets front, the mid-cap index rose 0.7%, while the small-cap index gained 0.7%. In fact, both small and mid-cap indices rose by 0.7% each. Now, top Nifty gainers include names like ICICI Bank, Axis Bank, Bajaj Finance and IndusInd Bank, while top Nifty losers include names like ITC, Hindalco Industries, as well as Dr. Reddy's. Now, let's also look at stocks and sectors. Well, sectorally, the BankEx was up 3.7%, followed by the Finance Index, which rose 3.03%, and the Telecom Index closed with gains of 2.02%. Now, volume spike of more than 100% was seen in stocks like RBL Bank, Manappuram Finance, and Bajaj Auto. Long build-up was seen in stocks like Bajaj Auto, PVR, as well as Bajaj Finance, while short build-up was seen in stocks like Torrent Power, PNB, as well as Cummins India. Now, more than 100 stocks on the BSE hit a fresh 52-week high. That includes names like Chemcon Speciality, Blue Dot, as well as APL Apollo Tube. Now, let's also see how Nifty plays in terms of technicals. When Nifty formed a bullish candle on the daily charts, now the rally in the index can be expected to extend towards its logical target of 11,593, which is also close to the interim top of 11,618 levels. That's what most of the technical experts suggested. Now, if the index registers a sustainable close above the zone of 11,593 and 11,618 levels, then a retest of 11,794 can't be ruled out going forward. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartView India.in said. Now, meanwhile, to retain bullish stance, it remains critical for the bulls to sustain above 11,295 on the downside, as a close below the said support can resume the downswing. Now, as things are looking positive on today, positional traders can look to buy the dip into the zone of 11,360 and 11,340 levels for a possible target of 11,590 with a stop below 11,290 levels. That's what Mazhar Mohammed of ChartView India.in recommends. Well, thanks a lot for tuning into this edition of Taking Stock, but do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business and economy.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.